Kokomo's Z92.5 with Fallout Boy. Turn up the feel good with us this morning. It's Kokomo's Z92.5 again. I said it twice in a row. Look at that. That's how people really, really know the name of your radio station, is if you say it a lot. But United Way is here. By the way, United Way is here. See, say things twice. It means it's important, right? So Bailey Kelly in the studio with us this morning. Of course, as always, it's Thursday. That's how you know United Way is in the studio.
That's right. Hangout time on Thursdays. What's
going on? What do we got coming up here for you guys?
So we have our friends from Taylor here today. We have Audrey Wunderlich and Steve Deshaun, and they are here to talk about Taylor Service Learning Day that's happening next Tuesday.
Yeah, so it's a really, really cool program. Audrey, Steve, go ahead and step up to the mics and tell us a little bit about the program.
Well, we are sending our entire school system from kindergarten all the way through seniors out into the community to help. As we old folks know, our kids have become so reliant on social media.
Sure.
And the more connected they've become, the more disconnected. And anybody who scrolls through a Facebook feed knows there's a lot of complaining. So what we're doing at Taylor is we are showing our kids that it's more important to do than to say. So we are sending our kids to the community to give back.
That is so cool. What are some of the things that the kids are going to be doing?
So over 1,400 students and staff are going to be going out throughout the community. We're working with 16 different organizations, doing things from landscaping, neighborhood cleanup, sorting and folding papers. Every student, preschool all the way up to seniors, are going to help out next Tuesday.
Yeah, so not only is this great for the community to be able to have people help out, kind of giving back to them, but also it's kind of a cool thing because I mean, people ask kids of all ages, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I mean, it would be a really cool thing for you to be like, well, I went out for this service learning day one day. And it was super cool being able to work for this, you know, for this company, this organization, this environment. I want to be able to give back. I want to be able to do more.
Yeah, it was interesting. After we did it last year, instantly from the kids, we heard, can we do it again next semester? They love doing it. You know, it's kind of like that lead up, I don't want to do that. But then once you get involved and you give back and you feel good, the kids want to do it again and again. Every time we do any kind of a service project, football does a day of caring every year, always come back, want to do it again.
Oh, yeah. It's like a field trip for the kids. They're getting to go out and get to go do something fun, right?
Absolutely. And last year especially, we had our service learning day. Less than a week later, we were hit by the tornadoes, and it was nice to see a lot of our students step up and were the first ones to volunteer to help with the cleanup.
I know. And actually, a year ago today is the day that happened. So it's just kind of getting people really thinking about it again and just kind of remembering that having that service learning kind of attitude is really what keeps this community together.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. So Taylor School is doing that coming up next Tuesday. It's from 9 to 11.
Yep. We're going to be flooding the city with all of our students, making a difference.
So if you're out and around next week and you're like, whoa, there are kids everywhere. What is going on? That's how you know. Service Learning Day at Taylor. So we've got a lot of other great events coming up with United Way. Actually, tonight is the night for Real Men Read. Tell us a little bit about that,
that's
Bailey.
Right. So we will be at the United Way building at 7 o'clock tonight if you are interested in being a Real Men Read volunteer. And we'll be having refreshments. And it'll just be real quick and short and give you all the information you need to get out there and start reading in early September. So
yeah, so make sure that you stop on out tonight. You can either sign up or you don't have to. Even just come on out to the orientation. Learn a little bit more about Real Men Read happening tonight at the United Way building. And free pizza, right?
There's
free.
As far as I know.
Free pizza.
Why?
I mean, why wouldn't you want some free food? So check that out, and help give back to. I mean, as we've been talking with Taylor, you know, we're all about giving back this morning, right?
That's right.
Keep it here with us for more. It's Kokomo's Z92.5. Thank you guys so much for joining
Thanks,
us
Ben.
Today.
Thank you.